This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news in the last 90 minutes that a scholar who revolutionized the study of the pay and careers of women, Claudia Golden of Harvard University, has won the Nobel Prize in Economics. The chair of the prize committee says, thanks to Claudia Golden's groundbreaking research, we now know much more about the underlying factors and which barriers may need to be addressed. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us now from St. Paul. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Well-known economic historian here.
Oh, she is. You know, I have to tell you, David, I've interviewed her over the years, and she is one of those professors that is very thoughtful, gives you very clear answers. And by the way, I can recommend to anybody, you can read her speeches, go to her website. Her talks, they're wonderful. And what the Nobel Committee, what they really emphasize was her research into 200 years of labor market outcomes for women. So looking at the women's experience in the labor market when we were an economy dominated by agriculture and moving to an economy where we're dominated by the office, and then also factoring into medical changes such as technological innovations like the pill, and how did this affect women in the labor market and their willingness to work and their economic outcomes.
And she's been a friend to this program, Marketplace. For instance, back in 2019, my colleague Justin Ho spoke with Professor Golden about differences in pay for people with MBAs, men versus women. The gap widens if kids are in the picture, Golden told us.
The widening is much greater for women who have kids. The corporate and the financial sectors are not ones that allow for controllable hours.
The future Nobel Prize winner from back in 2019. And Chris, a distinction's important here, right? Women have always worked versus a career, which is something different.
That's right. And when she gave the keynote talk at the American Economics Association annual meeting, you know, you've probably been there, David. It's 8,000-9,000 economists. They gather in one city. And that's exactly what she talked about, that she looked into this generation of well-educated career women that marked this. It's truly a revolutionary shift from earning money, because women always worked, but earning money for their families because they needed money, to embracing work because it really defined one's fundamental identity and societal worth. And then she delved into what might be some of the economic and technological factors behind that shift.
And her research has shown how the sources of the underlying gender gap have really changed over the years.
They have really changed. And one of the big things in, you know, recent history, and we all know this, is the importance of flexibility. And women get penalized by the desire for more flexibility. So, you know, even with all the strides women have made in terms of in the workplace, having careers, you know, women being more educated than men, this gender gap still exists. Women still lag behind men in terms of their earning power. And this is despite all the educational advantages and increased presence in the workplace. And what her work does, this revolutionary work that she's done, this economic history, is look at what are the economic underpinnings to that gap.
The news just out this morning that the latest winner of the Nobel Economics Prize, Claudia Golden, Harvard University. Hey, Chris, thank you for this.
Thanks a lot, David.